Welcome.
That is beautiful.
Welcome to the Hangout Session.
Hangout Session number 15.
Take two.
That's Hoo-ah. True. So, if you listened to our last episode, you know, we're recording the same night as episode 14.
True.
It's just what we have to do this week.
Because we're going to double down.
We want to get an episode out for you. We don't want to leave you hanging for a week.
Yeah, I got a lot going on next week. I got a lot. I'm a busy man with a busy schedule.
It's true. And that happens sometimes. Body. And when that happens, stuff like this happens. You get a double header for us on our end, but for you, it's still every week.
Yeah, and you know what? Double the enjoyment, truly.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, a lot has happened since we've seen each other last. Wouldn't you agree?
I do agree. Now, within the 7 seconds that we did the last podcast, I just found something out. I don't know if this is official, so hold on. Are you staying down there?
No, I'm going to swing my way up there in a second, okay. Unless you need something.
No. I have to Google something quick, but I think...
Is this late breaking news?
Yeah.
Now, keep in mind, when you hear this was 2 weeks ago.
Right. Okay, so Michael Keaton is in final negotiations to play the villain in Spider-Man Homecoming. And then it was just on Facebook that he actually is in... It's official. Let's click the link. Let's see what the link is from. Deadline.com.
Okay.
Deadline's... Michael... Yep, he's the Vulture.
This was rumored before?
It was rumored. Michael Keaton, who in April was in early talks for a villainous role in the Sony-Marvel collaboration reboot Spider-Man Homecoming, before falling out, is back in the mix again. We've been told his deal has closed. He's apparently set to play the iconic Spider-Man villain, the Vulture, and joins newly minted Spider-Man Tom Holland, along with Marissa Tomei and Robert Downey Jr., who are also confirmed.
He's got a lot of movie gigs coming up.
Michael Keaton?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to see that founder one. Where he kind of like is the creator of McDonald's.
Yeah, I like it. He's keeping busy.
Yeah. I mean, well, did you see... You saw Birdman. You weren't into it, though?
I wasn't into it. I actually didn't finish it.
Okay. See, now, I actually saw that in theaters 3 times. I loved that movie. But, yeah, I'm a big fan of Keaton. Keaton's my favorite Batman, so...
He was a great Batman.
He wasn't a great Bruce Wayne. He was a great Batman, though.
Yeah.
Because, like, Bruce Wayne would never do that, like, you want to get crazy with me? You want to get crazy with me? But, you know, he's going to be a good Vulture. You want to see this? Check out this picture of the Vulture.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I can see it.
It should be sick. Did you actually see it?
Yeah.
Do you want me to show you again?
I saw it.
All right. So, yeah, that's some late breaking. That's pretty cool. I know you're not into the, you know, whatever, blah, 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 but still, all about it.
I like, he's a good actor, so.
Who?
Michael Keaton.
I never saw him.
Yeah, he's weird. So, the school year's almost over for the kids.
Okay, when's it end?
A couple weeks, maybe 2 weeks or something. I don't even know. Okay. It's different. I mean, our school district's a little later than the other ones.
Yeah.
But I picked something up for Aiden as a little bonus for finishing school and doing good. He did really good this year.
Got what grade's he in? Good.
He's in first grade.
Okay.
I know it's not that challenging, but,
yeah. You
know, he did good, got a lot of good grades. Good report cards and all that.
That's awesome.
So, for the summertime, I picked him up a little motorcycle.
Whoa.
It's a little one.
Like a little dirt bike?
No. It's an e-bike. It's a battery powered, but she goes up to 12 miles an hour.
Okay.
And on a full charge, you can go 10 to 12 miles on a charge. So, he'll be able to play with it for a while.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. It's tiny. It's little.
But yeah, he can ride around back down there and stuff.
Yep. Yeah, and there's a field out back he can ride in.
Okay.
When I was reading the reviews on it, the one lady said, and me and my husband don't mind taking it for a spin every once in a while, too, and he's 200 pounds, right?
Okay.
So it's small, though. Like, if I go on it, it's bigger than that thing. But it's like a small bike. But the one person said a 200-pounder was on it driving around.
Did you test it out yet?
No. It just came in today, so I'm charging it up
now. You
don't
weigh more than 200, do you?
No.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah, so I'm going to zip around on it, and the reason I got it, we went onto Sam's Club website the other day,
okay,
because we were going to pick up some diapers. Max is potty trained pretty much. He's 2. He got potty trained pretty early.
Yeah.
But we like to keep the diapers for when he goes to bed at night.
Okay.
Because he'll wake up at night, but just in the chance that he doesn't, because he still wakes up with a wet diaper, because he sleeps for, like, you know, 11 hours,
we have 10 hours. We have accidents.
Yeah. So... When I was on there, I was ordering the diapers, and I see they have a last chance section. because I guess some clearance items are going out.
Sure, sure, sure. Now, you have a Sam's Club membership.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, this bike was on there. I went on other websites just to look at it to get some other reviews because there was none on Sam's Club website.
Okay.
Same exact bike. I'm on Target's website, you know, other sites.
Amazon,
everywhere, looking at it. It's got a lot of good reviews. On those sites, it sells for $349.
Holy shit.
Pricey. What do you think your last chance deal at Sam's Club would go for?
I'm going to go with my usual, 80.
Nope, 99.
Oh, it's close, though.
Yeah, not a bad deal, though.
Yeah, fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, so it'll be fun for him.
You should have bought three of them and then sold two of them full price on Amazon.
Or just return it to Target.
Yeah.
I swear I bought it.
I got it as a gift.
Yeah, but yeah, it was pretty neat. So I'm going to give it to him after. I don't know if I'm going to give it to him tomorrow. If it's raining, I won't.
Well, when's school end?
I think in, like I said, maybe 2 weeks.
Oh, well, wait till it's done.
We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah. What, now the true test is when you let me ride it.
Okay. No, I'm going to give it to him first, though.
All right.
And then you can watch it.
And then I'll crunch it.
Oh, sorry. I'm just rubbing my eyes. My allergies are killing me today.
It's fine, dude. No, it's quite all right.
I try not to rub my eyes, though, because once I do, it's over.
Yeah. I
could get to a point, though, like where if I stop, I'm still okay.
Yeah.
You know?
When I first got Tyrion, whenever I'd play with him, like, my eyes would just get, like, all, ugh. Now I can just do whatever, and I'm fine. But I used to, like, just, like, play with him and not touch anything.
Yeah.
And immediately
go
just,
right
like,
to the sink.
I just take a shower. Just to, like, get it all off.
Cause, yeah.
Like, when we play, we like to rough house.
Now, my one friend, his name's Nick. I don't think you know him.
Oh, no, Nick the Dick.
Yeah.
No.
No, I don't think you know him. I know a lot of Nicks, but.
Sure.
This one used to work at Walmart with me, right?
Okay.
And
the one that
works
at Target now?
Yeah, that's
another. Okay.
You do know him. Okay, so back in the day, like when management would move around,
yeah,
the employees would help them move. Like if they moved to a different house or moved, you know, if a new manager was coming in, Walmart
out
would,
of friendship or out of just
no
like...
Walmart, you would be paid from Walmart. Like you'd be on the clock.
Really?
And instead of doing your work, you would go help the manager move. You'd go to the moving truck, unload it, put the shit in their house. So I moved so many of the managers that worked at the store.
Now. Would they make you do that, or would you like?
They would ask you, but they,
okay.
Since like me and like my brother and Joe, like all of us were like in our 20s,
yeah,
in our 30s, and we were young, strapping men. We would move it because we were, you know, strong or whatever.
Are you talking about Ninja Joe?
Yeah,
I love Joe.
No, here's the thing: we go to the manager's house to move.
Uh huh.
The guy has a cat.
Oh, a little meow. If you
my
will.
Friend Nick, very allergic to cats,
deathly allergic.
So I'm a bit of a dick. So what I did, when we were lifting up the bed and carrying the bed out to the truck,
yeah,
I went into the couch and I picked a little tuft of cat hair out of the couch cushion.
Oh, God.
And while he was carrying the big bed, that's the only way I could describe it, and the visual of this would be great, but I took the tuft of cat hair and I tucked it into the corner of his eye while he was carrying the bed, right?
Yeah.
10 minutes later, that eye was so swollen, he could not see out of it. I loved it. I couldn't get enough of it. He's sitting there working it, and I seriously, because he couldn't let go of the bed, I was pushing it in. Like I just put it right in the corner where your eye and your nose meet, kind of, and I'm just shoving it in there, just pushing.
I would have dropped the bed.
Nope, he didn't. He was a trooper.
Oh, God, I would have been so upset.
Oh, we all loved it.
Yeah, I'm sure.
He got a kick out of it. He didn't care.
Really?
Yeah, that's why I love him.
Oh, man.
I haven't seen him in a while. I saw him a couple weeks ago up at Target.
Yeah, I saw him. I met him through Other Charlie.
Yeah. He's a good guy. So
everyone's a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, all my friends are all nice guys.
All your friends are terrible.
They are.
No.
So what have you been doing this week? Anything exciting?
Yeah. I
working a lot. We got that.
Working.
Are we playing this like it's the future?
No.
Okay. Because you all know what's going on.
Yeah, I held some stuff back from the last podcast.
Okay.
So, last podcast I was telling you how I just saw a movie today.
Yes.
Last Saturday, I went to the drive-in.
Oh, first time, summertime drive-in?
First time in the summer.
Nice. Did you go by yourself?
No, I went with one of my clients at work.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you were saying.
Yeah, he said he'd never gone to the drive-in, so.
Did you back in?
No.
Okay.
No, we have a nice minivan,
mm-hmm.
So it's comfy.
Oh, the work vehicle.
Best thing about it. You know, like, how a minivan, there's, like, the sliding doors?
Yeah.
Those windows go down.
That's unusual.
Yeah, it's nice. But we went to see The Jungle Book.
Oh, man.
Did you see it?
No.
No?
Not yet.
It's, you gotta see it.
I wanna see it.
Yeah.
Did you cry?
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, I definitely want to see that movie.
It was good, though. Like
Craig, let me in.
Craig, text me back.
Let me in. I want to see it.
Let us in.
Into your hearts.
Into your butt.
Yeah, so it was a good movie.
Yeah, no, it was really, really enjoyable.
I could tell it was going to be.
Unfortunately, after that, they showed Mother's Day, and we were me and
what
me
the hell's
and
that?
The new like you know how they did New Year's Eve and Valentine's Day.
Oh, I remember seeing commercials for that.
Yeah, which I'm not going to fucking see that. And then on the main screen, they were showing The Green Room, mm-hmm. which is that movie about the kids that get stuck in the Nazi bar after playing a punk show, and then he witnesses a murder, so they have to fight their way out.
Uh-huh.
I've been wanting to see it forever. But I was way too tired, and he was practically passed out.
Yeah.
So we just went back to the house,
kissed him, and went home.
Well, I mean, that did not happen because I can get fired. Someone listens to that, blah blah. That didn't happen. yeah, I mean, we might go tomorrow because yeah. I think they're showing. The fuck are they showing? Something. What's that new? Angry Birds.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I really want to see that.
Do you?
That oh, dude, that looks hilarious.
See, I don't know how I feel about that one.
Well, I love the game.
Mm-hmm.
And I love Jason Sudeikis and Josh Gad.
They are good actors. I like their... Have you been watching Last Man on Earth?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
I'm all caught up, I think.
I think I'm one episode behind.
I'm not all caught up. The last one I saw was the one where he shaved the side of his face.
Oh, you got a couple then.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you're not caught up.
Sometimes Hulu doesn't work in my house.
Oh, yeah.
And now that I don't have sound on my Xbox.
Yeah, you're done. Did you ever get that figured out then? The Xbox situation?
Yeah.
Did we finish that?
No. Because...
Oh, yeah. You said you were thinking of just buying one swap-a-doo.
Yeah. Because okay. Today's still today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. So, no, I couldn't remember the ending to that story.
Oh, yeah.
If you figured it out.
No, I got really mad at the guy on the Xbox thing.
Yeah.
And Coker was like, it's probably just that. It's probably just that. So, when I go home, I'll trade it because I have like 13 HDMI cables.
Yeah.
I just buy them sometimes when they're on sale and stuff.
Now, does that only have HDMI out? Like, is there the analog or the...
No.
Oh, so you can't even try a different kind?
Well, I mean, it's an Xbox One. Why would you want
to try it?
No, yeah, no.
Make sure it works. Because yeah. What if it's the actual port
if it's
on
the
Xbox?
If it's the port, I'm going to smash the motherfucker.
It might be, I mean...
Yeah. I'll just buy a new Xbox, honestly. I mean, I'll never afford one.
Yeah.
Never be able to afford one. But check this out, dude. I worked... Well, okay, I think, like, my paycheck that I just got was like $300 less than the one my last one,
mm-hmm.
and I worked more.
Yeah, different tax bracket.
Sure, but the I realized I didn't work more. I took two vacation days.
Oh, okay.
And they don't give me the full 10 hours that I usually work during the day. They only give me 8, which is bullshit.
Yeah.
But this upcoming week, I'm going to be working 84 hours, and then the week after that's going to be about the same. So,
yeah, I know, like, sometimes at my work, if I look at, like, a 66-hour paycheck,
yeah.
and I look at, like, a 54-hour paycheck,
yeah.
there's only, like, maybe a $30 difference.
Really?
Because of taxes.
But screws you get those taxes back, though.
Yeah, but it's still, I mean, who wants to work an extra 12 hours just for $30, you know what I mean?
Nobody. Exactly. But when you get that that income tax check.
Yeah, it all goes right into my, I'm the only guy working in the family, so it all just goes right to bills anyway.
Yeah. That's where I'm at right now.
Garbage.
I hate it.
I'm rubbing my eyes again, folks. This is horrible.
Stop doing it, dude.
I know I can't, though.
Go up and wash your eyes.
Nah.
All right.
It's just the pollen and everything.
The pollination. Now, have you been looking at my Snapchat?
I have not. I don't really go on Snapchat much at all.
I know you don't, but I
just noticed today that my friend Bill replied to one of my text messages to me on Snapchat. And I just happened to see it. Like, I don't ever check. Don't reply to me on Snapchat.
Yeah,
come on. I send you a text. You reply back on a text. Don't send me a Snapchat.
You fucking
who the hell
jerk.
Does that?
You son of a gun.
Thanks a lot, Bill.
Yeah, he's a son of a gun. Look at that. Oh, look at this. A Memorial Day sale on baseball hats. This has how many times they're the world champs for the Boston Red Sox.
What do they want for one of those?
They're like 35.
About. Yeah, go to my place. I got a deal for you.
I'm at your place right now.
You know what I mean.
I know.
My hat hookup, as I like to call it.
The hat hookup.
Yeah. Right.
There was something that I saw that I wanted to show you. Was that you or me?
Did you hear that? That was me.
Oh, God bless you, dude.
Thank you.
Are you? You're not into wrestling.
No, I know who wrestlers are, though.
Yeah. Well, up here in Hazleton, we have the PPW.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's like Pennsylvania Power Wrestling or some shit like that.
Uh-huh.
who knows. But I'm really excited about this. Saturday, June 25th, Eric Young. He was in like TNA and stuff. Now he's in NXT, which is like a subset of WWE. This is what he looks like. I think he looks like a cool dude.
Yeah.
He'll be in Hazleton.
You know who he kind of looks like?
Who's that?
Comedian. I can't think of his name now. Damn it.
I don't know.
Gilman.
Gilman?
Brett Gilman.
I don't know. Is it
Brett? I think it's Brett Gilman.
I don't know. Well.
Anyway, go ahead.
Oh, no. Okay. I think I know. He's the guy that's in like the movie sometimes. He was in like The Other Guys.
I don't know. Not sure.
You never saw The Other Guys?
No. I don't think.
It's a really funny movie. I'm going to tell you a little bit. My uncle that he does like my taxes and stuff.
Yeah.
I talked to him about it before.
Uncle Taxi.
Uncle Tax.
Uncle Sam.
Uncle Tax. Yeah. There's a point in that movie that he pointed out that I never like heard. You ever watch something a bunch of times, but there's a joke that you miss?
Yeah.
There's a part, Michael Keaton's in that movie.
Okay.
Michael Keaton's the captain of the police force, or the detectives or whatever.
I'm the captain now.
He's talking to the mayor. The mayor's like, the mayor says to Michael Keaton, he's like, how are you? How's the family? He's like, oh, it's good. You know, my son's bisexual. And the mayor just like nonchalantly walk away. He's like, tremendous. And I find like just him, tremendous. One of the funniest things ever. And that's been the hangout session.
Wrapping it up. Wow, no. This is a quick one.
We didn't talk about TV shows in the last one.
No.
We just talked about one now.
We did. And speaking of TV shows then,
yeah.
I'm going to do a little TV shows. A few of the Wednesday night TV shows season finales were this week.
Okay.
So that clears up a Wednesday night. So now I can catch up on some other stuff.
Or like, start something.
No, catch up first. Right. Now, do you watch... We probably have talked about it in the past, but do you watch any of the Wednesday night shows like The Goldbergs, Modern Family, The Middle, like any of those?
No.
You should watch The Goldbergs, though.
No. That's the one I won't watch.
Why? Because it's good?
I just don't like the people in it.
You don't know anybody in it.
The fat kid that's in, he was in Drobit Taylor. The dad is, what the fuck's his name? Jeff Garland.
Mm-hmm.
The mom, I can't remember because I can't see her face right now.
Reno 911, she's from.
Is it, who is it?
The
blonde lady?
Yeah.
Oh, then definitely not. See, I wasn't a big fan of Reno 911.
Yeah.
Except, like, later on in life I started liking it because I like Tom Lennon a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Have you watched his Odd Couple show?
No.
I refuse to watch that, too. But I love Tom Lennon. Shout out to Tom Lennon.
See, I guess because you weren't a kid in the 80s, though, so I guess it wouldn't... The Goldbergs.
Oh, yeah, no. Not up your alley, it doesn't resonate. Plus, like...
Patton Oswalt narrates it.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Rest in peace to his wife.
Yeah.
Whom you killed.
It's a good show.
What is that? I have. There's so many things I kind of like you, where you won't watch my shows.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many things that I'm watching.
Yeah,
like I just restarted doing Weeds because I never finished it.
Yeah, me either. And I think I did three seasons of it.
I did five, and yeah. There's eight. So I just finished season three because at work I can just zip right through them.
Yeah,
and it's a great show.
Yeah, I think I only watched three seasons of that.
I love Kevin Nealon.
Yeah.
I think he's great.
The freaking theme song gets stuck in your head on that show, though.
Little boxes mean a ticky-tacky.
I hear that song for a lot of other things, too, and it just reminds me of that show then.
Really? I never heard it anywhere else.
Yeah, I just heard it last week on something. What the hell was it? I don't remember.
The Goldbergs.
No, probably. Yeah, no, because The Goldbergs is good.
Okay. And the theme song in Weeds is not?
No.
All right. You know what comes out next week?
What's that?
Bloodline.
I don't know.
It was a Netflix show.
Oh, yeah.
With Kyle Chandler and Ben Mendelsohn.
Brett Gilman.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good show.
He season two comes out next week. I'm very excited for that because season one is phenomenal.
You know what I forgot to ask you? Did you enjoy that picture I sent you of the Pokemon commercial?
That's the warning. Yeah, that was fucked up, dude.
Yeah. I wonder how that slipped by. I was talking about that two episodes ago. With that Pokemon commercial where they're at the video game store and there's that warning sign.
Yeah.
Do you remember what it said?
It's something about unattended children will become slaves.
Will be sold as slaves.
Sold as slaves, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you guys.
That's,
got us.
That's hilarious. Do you think Nintendo knows?
I'm sure they do now. I'm sure someone has brought it up.
The best thing, too, is that's a Japanese commercial.
Yeah.
So wait until we get the American one.
Yeah. Oh, that is going to be completely different.
Probably. Or it'll be the same and they just... speak English.
Have you been thinking about the Pokemon game at all since that you saw the commercial? You've been thinking about it?
Yeah, of course.
So you're still going...
Moon. No, Sun. Look at that.
You did it again.
Check this out. This is sweet.
That's nice.
Yeah. I just showed him a picture. It's the Hoot Owl, Litten, and the Sea Lion, but they're like muscle builders. I don't know why I like it, but I just saw it on Tumblr. I thought it was hilarious.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was going to ask you about, Tumblr.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Wait, where's the thing? Did you do the thing?
Oh, I have, that's what I was going to say. I sold a piece of artwork this last week, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, to you.
Yeah. Did you only sell that one?
No, I sold a BB-8 as well.
To who?
I don't know. A random.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. They PayPal'd you and everything?
Mm-hmm.
That's tight, dude.
Yeah. You know, PayPal has this thing where you could get a direct link. So if I want to say to you, hey, you know, I'm going to sell you this for $30 or whatever, or $20 or $10, whatever, I could send you a direct link. But then I could put an amount in the link, so when you would click on it or go to that link, it would automatically set it up for a $30 payment. You just click pay.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I forget what it's called. It's like their direct pay link or something. Or I could set it up without the payment number. Like if I just say it's like whatever PayPal slash whatever.
Sure.
It'll just send you to a blank slate and you put in your amount. Okay. But if I put in /20 at the end of it, it'll just set it up for a $20 payment.
Okay. However.
It's pretty neat.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, so I sold a BB-8. So. What's the letters numbers on yours?
R2Q5.
That's right.
Yeah, definitely. He's in Return of the Jedi.
Yeah,
you can only see him for like a moment, but he's like bronze and black. So
yeah. So what I'm trying to do, like art every week, I'm trying to just do it like a theme or put something up.
Yeah.
Usually I do it on Sundays, and last week's was Star Wars droids. So I posted a thing up.
Well, 2 weeks ago was Star Wars droids.
Yeah, that's correct. Sorry. My time frames are off here. And I just posted up, you know, if anyone wants any droid, your choice, you know, do a watercolor drawing of it.
I've been thinking about wanting one of the silhouette ones.
Yeah.
But, like, nothing I have is really Disney themed.
Mm-hmm.
But I have so much Star Wars stuff.
Yeah.
Once you did that, I had to have one.
I mean, I could do anything for you, whatever.
Well, what do you think about that Pokemon one?
Yeah, I was thinking about that, too, at work. I was thinking about that a lot the last couple of days.
Yeah.
But that's why I wanted to ask you about Tumblr.
Okay.
Because you had mentioned about...
I would like to make you one. I would like to get you up on the ground floor. Because I think people that are like are artists on there, and if you like stay active on it, you'll have a huge following, dude.
That's what I wanted to ask you, though. Like, how are people using Tumblr on a business sense? Like, what do they do? Just post something up and...
I'll put it to you in like Twitter terms.
Okay.
Say you post a tweet saying like, commissions are open here and here, and then people will retweet it and like it and stuff like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
On Tumblr, the community is much bigger, especially for art and stuff like that. And then if you have a following, retweet to and just or reblog to everybody, then other people reblog, they see the art, start following you, so on and so forth. And people on there, did you ever see the Mad Max I posted on Instagram? A girl drew me as Mad Max.
I don't think I did see that one. I think you mentioned it before, and I went looking for it, but I couldn't find it.
Okay, well, it is on there.
I'll
and, like, right there. I don't know this girl, but I liked her art, and I was like, yeah, I'll give you some money to draw me as Mad Max. That's awesome.
And she sent you a copy of it, or was it digital?
Digital.
What does someone sell a digital drawing for?
I paid $25 for that.
Sorry, I just kicked something here.
That's fine, whatever.
Thought I found a
but
mouse.
But then, You know Keegan Kaya McKee from Instagram?
Yes.
I told you the one time I won a thing he did, a contest.
Yeah.
So he just sent me a physical drawing, and then right before Christmas time, I ordered through because he has an Etsy. I ordered two drawings. I wanted Kylo Ren just because I tried to
yeah that one
shit.
I've seen,
but I never posted the one of me yet.
Okay, yeah.
Because I want to get them in, like, I want to put that one facing, because I had them do it, like, so they can face each other.
Yeah.
I want to find, like, a nice, like, wooden, creepy frame, and then I'll hang those up, and when I do that, I'll take the picture, put it on the Instagram.
That'll be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's all I was doing, was putting them up on Instagram and Twitter.
If anything, I mean, like, I think, like, the 12 bucks and stuff, that's a good price.
Yeah.
It's a fair price, I think.
Yeah, that's...
But now, let me ask you this, though.
Sure.
What are you dropping on, like,
time?
Nope.
Material?
Yes.
Nothing. I mean, I already have the stuff. You know what I mean?
Now, when you sell them and you send it, do you send it with a frame?
No.
Okay, you're just doing
no, that. Unframed, unmatted.
Did you frame mine?
No.
Oh, fuck me then, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I don't know what setup you want. That's for you. That's for your decor.
I know. I just got to find like a nice black one.
Yeah. I mean, you could just get any frame and paint them black. All the frames I have on my stairway going up there, I painted them and sanded them and made them fit to what I liked.
I'm sorry. You're not as busy as me.
Well, I mean, Lance knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah.
But
yeah, that's all I was doing. I was posting it up on Instagram. I don't know. I had an alternate account set up just for that, though.
Yeah.
Like, for the art sales.
Can we talk about it on here?
If you want to.
The Agu Designs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know if it's on Twitter. Probably. Who knows? I don't even know what I do. But if you want to follow it on Instagram and look at some of the artwork, I put up the one I did for Norm and the BB-8.
Yes.
That's just AGUEDS, or DESIGNS. AGUE Designs.
Agu Designs.
Got it. Look it up.
But, yeah, if you want, dude, if you have, like, you know, an email or whatever, I'll set you up with a Tumblr, and like, you know, I'll show you what to do and everything.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask you. See how it goes. Because
I totally forgot I was going to do that, or I would have brought my MacBook tonight.
I mean,
we could do it on your computer.
Yeah,
but, you know, whatever.
So, if I just open up an account or set up an account, then we could talk about it.
Yeah,
because that's one of the social media sites that I've never used.
Yeah, I'll say it like this: if you want to pursue art, I think Tumblr right now is the best place to start doing that.
Okay.
Because, like, of course, holy shit. Of course, there's, like, DeviantArt and Instagram and blah, 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 yada, yada. But unless, like, you really kind of push it hard.
Yeah.
Which, like, I mean, like, you don't really have the time for.
Mm-hmm.
But with Tumblr, you kind of get more of a community sense in it.
Okay.
Because it's a lot easier.
There's a lot of sharing. Where on Instagram and stuff, you can't really share.
Yeah,
you could add people to it, but no one does that.
Right.
That's why I was wondering about how that worked.
Like,
I remember seeing, like, I've gone on it and looked at stuff.
Yeah. But, well, that Keegan Kaya McKee,
mm-hmm.
I found him on Tumblr.
Oh, okay.
Because I was just looking at, like, weird, like, dungeon art. And then there was his. So then his thing had, like, a link to his Instagram. So I went to his Instagram, followed him.
Yeah.
Now I follow, like, Craig Gleason and Skeleton Ghoul and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So
it all flows.
Yeah. But I definitely think that if, like, you should start doing, like, your stuff, too.
Yeah.
Like, when you did those little critters.
Yeah.
The creatures and this. Just get weird with it. Like, just fucking start throwing it all out there as much as possible.
Yeah, I like to, because sometimes, like, when I'm drawn, since it's not, like, something I could do full-time.
Yeah.
I'd try to do stuff that is known and, like, that would catch people's eye.
I think that's the part where you're missing out,
though. Yeah. I mean, that's the way I'm thinking is because, like, I think that would sell first before something I just created.
Sure.
So that's why, because if I'm going to invest a little bit of time into drawing something, I want to draw something that I know I could sell.
But here's
that's why I do it. But
here's a way to think about it, too, though. And this was actually said to me by a mutual friend of ours, Gus.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was talking about marketability. Do you want to be marketable for doing, like, just droids? Or do you want your art to be marketable?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, like, doing stuff that's already known, like, I don't think you could be marketable with that because it's not your stuff.
There's people that go to Comic-Cons and they sit there and they draw pictures of fucking, you know, Spider-Man.
Yeah.
They didn't create Spider-Man. They don't draw for Spider-Man for Marvel. They don't even work for Marvel, but they do that. But I think you and, like, Zach, and so unfortunately Zach won't do it, but you too, you have, like, a unique talent and a very unique mind. With just a creative imagination, just boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
The gnome things, the way you draw yourself, the giant purple nose and me and, like, the pie, the eye pie, whatever, you know, whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
I think it's great.
Yeah. Well, thanks.
And I think if you really just, like, even just once a night, just start just putting something, especially on Tumblr, once a night, just put up a picture, or if you're on break at work, you draw something quick on your iPhone or your iPad, boom.
Yeah. I used to keep a little drawing notebook in my pocket in the wintertime at work, and I was just drawing a whole bunch of shit. Like, on break, I would draw something, you know.
Yeah.
And I would post it up on Instagram and stuff, but like you said, that's not really the place for it. I mean, it is, but...
Yeah, Instagram's cool for it. It's because I like seeing that stuff on there. I follow, like, almost, like, 1,600 people right now.
Yeah.
Or above 1,600. But I kind of... Like I said in the last podcast, my dream job is to be a filmmaker.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said a while ago, how I'm really trying to make a short film to submit to Sundance.
Yeah.
yesterday, I didn't get in like an argument or anything, because I don't think he knew it was an argument, but I was kind of pissed off about it with our friend of the show, Eric Stover.
Mm-hmm.
He makes a lot of YouTube videos, a lot of art and stuff like that. And I asked him, you know that game Overwatch is coming out?
Oh, yeah.
I said to him, like, what? I'm like, what if that's bad? Because he just spent all this time making a video, a YouTube video,
uh-huh.
107 facts on Overwatch. And I'm like, okay. And he told me he's getting paid for it and stuff, so okay, fine. But, like, right now you're living in Brooklyn,
mm-hmm.
where, like, where else could you be better for art and being around people and just, like, because his job right now is, like, to walk dogs.
Uh-huh.
And, like, there's no hate here. I fucking love Eric. Me and him had a falling out once about, like, a project we worked on together. But that's behind us. Fuck that. I don't care about that. That's his thing. I love him. But, like, I don't want to see anyone waste their time on shit anymore.
Yeah.
Like, sure, oh, yeah, sure, 107 facts on whatever the fucking game is. But, Overwatch. Like, a month later... when everyone's like, oh, this game sucks.
Yeah.
And then there's just like this stagnant thing that you made when you spent all this, you could have spent all this time doing anything else.
Yeah. Or even like nowadays, like stuff comes out so often and so fast that like when a game comes out,
yeah,
a month later, it's already kind of not talked about too much anymore.
Well, you know? Yeah. And he was saying how like, he's like, there's already a big community behind it. And like, there's a lot of stuff online that kind of gives a backstory to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to him, I'm like, oh, so the game has homework.
Yeah.
And it's like, because the game doesn't have a campaign. So I'll never buy a game without a campaign.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
You gotta have something to do when you just want to play by yourself. And just
you can't play by yourself.
Yeah.
If you want to play by yourself, go in the bathroom. Take a shower. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
But, because I'm at a point where me and my friend Pat, we're talking. I mentioned Pat a lot because, mm-hmm. you know, he's my heterosexual life mate. I digress. Yeah. When we met ICP, it kind of honed in what we should be doing.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm working so much, is because like I want to get out of my holes. I want to do the shit that I actually want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of where like my path has been headed. And since then too, I've been so positive, and actually I've like feeling good.
Yeah, that's good.
And it's weird.
Yeah.
But it's really nice.
It just feels out of place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like, cause I was talking, me and my sister had like an argument the other night. I won't get into it, but I said to her, I'm like, everything right now has been going great. And you're the only thing that's being negative.
Yeah.
And, I think she kind of realized that finally.
That's good.
But yeah.
I know you had mentioned it once before.
Oh, I mentioned it all the time.
Yeah.
She's a thorn, but I love her. She's my sister.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. But yeah, this is like, so I really want you to do some shit with some art.
Tumbling it up.
To what?
Tumbling it up.
Tumbling, tumble them.
Yeah.
Tumble them.
Yeah. We'll definitely do that. I think I would like to see what Tumblr has to offer.
But here, now that we're talking about that,
mm-hmm.
give me your top six Pokemon. Give me like a six.
Oh, man.
I know a few of mine. I don't know if I could give you like a perfect six right now.
Yeah, I definitely can't do the perfect six. I like the classics.
Yeah,
the
originals. Too. Yeah. Well, let's do a six of only the first 151.
Well, I'll tell you who I'm rolling with right now.
Okay.
In my crew. I have a hard time letting them evolve though, but I've been doing it. Like okay. when they're ready to evolve, I let them evolve, even though I missed the previous version of them then.
Yeah.
You know? Like my little Litleo just evolved. He was a little lion cub.
The fuck is a Litleo?
He's a little cutie.
Okay. Then
he just evolved.
Is it a fire lion?
Yeah, he just
that's
evolved.
That's cute. I like that.
Yeah.
Into what?
Like a bigger fire lion with a big mane of hair.
Is there only two evolutions?
I honestly don't know. What I like to do is not look it up, and then if they evolve, I get surprised.
Okay.
That's the way I like to play Pokemon. I don't like to research the characters.
All right.
Because if I like the way they look, I'll play with them a while, and if they evolve, like my starter on Pokemon X, like he evolved twice now, and his first version was a cute little character, and now he's evolved into like this big spiky guy.
Who was the first one?
I'm gonna try to bring him up here.
Is it Chespin?
Yeah, I'm gonna bring him up.
Oh,
here.
Was it really Chespin?
Yeah, I think. Oh,
okay.
So. Yeah.
The dude, he looks like he's wearing a hat.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna try to bring him up. Okay. Have you seen his evolutions?
No.
Okay. So I don't want to look it up though, because I'm on the third one. I don't know if he evolves anymore.
No, there's only three.
No, I meant like with on this one with the mega. So I don't want to look it up. Yeah, I'll bring up Litleo.
Bring up Litleo. I want to see him. You know how I am with cats.
Yeah.
Oh, oh, oh.
See, that's who I've been rolling with for a while.
Now, so. What's his next one?
The next one is... Oh, how do I look this up without...
Just Litleo Evolution.
No, because I don't want to
see... Is that him right there?
Yeah, that's what he looks like now.
Wow, 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 wow.
Yeah.
See, now, if I had the game, I would have him and Arcanine.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. But I always have Nidoking.
Yeah.
Because Nidoking is like my dude.
Yeah. I have I have Pikachu in my group.
Okay.
I have
Litleo.
Snorlax, Litleo. What's his name? Chespin. Which right now he's Chestnut.
Okay. Do you have any water types?
Not in my six. I have them in the storage box.
Okay.
I have everything in there. And who else? What did I just name? Three. I don't remember who else I have. Oh, I have the little panda guy that chews on a leaf. Whatever the hell his name is. I can't
think. Oh, Pancham.
Yeah.
That's love
him.
I got
him now in there.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. A big fish just fell.
He's got a Pokemon attack.
A big fish. There we go. Perfect.
Do you want to see something? I was going to post this on Instagram today. Tell me if you like the caption I was going to do.
Oh, it's already ready?
Yeah.
Is that your car?
Yeah. Now, what I'm showing him, somehow, and I have no idea how.
That's Chestnut. That's what he
looks
like now.
That's what he looks like now?
No, right now, yeah.
Is that the third evolution?
Yeah.
I fucking hate that.
Yeah.
Like, why would he turn... Ah, fuck him. But, so I'm looking at this, do you think...
What Norm is showing me here is the grill of his vehicle with a bird.
Well, it's not even the grill, it's like the under part, under grill, maybe.
Where the fog lights would be.
Sure. But there's a bird is like... somehow just inside.
Yeah.
Like, I like the picture because like you can see the wing perfectly.
Yeah.
But do you think that my plastic's broken? Like he destroyed it? It destroyed it?
Did you peel him off?
No, I didn't touch it yet because I don't have gloves. I'm going to wait till I get home.
Yeah, make sure it didn't fall off in the front of my yard. I don't want that up there.
No. It's been on all day.
No, I don't think
it's actually probably been on for a few days.
I don't think he broke it. That's thick. Like it's thick that way.
Yeah.
So I don't think he cracked it.
But I was going to post that on Instagram.
Yeah.
And I was going to hashtag it with Pidgey stats. Hashtag it, gotta catch them all.
Yeah, and he did. Yeah, I don't think it was broke.
All right, good.
Yeah, just wait till you start driving, just pry them off, let them flap around. Well,
That literally has been on my car for like all day.
Yeah.
But yeah, cool. I like it.
What kind of bird is it? It's hard to tell.
It's a Pidgey. It's definitely not a robin.
It's mangled in there. Yeah, it's very light gray.
It's crazy. I don't know, man. It's kind of terrifying.
Yeah.
Because, like, I don't remember hitting any bird.
Yeah, you would think you would hear that. But maybe it was probably flying low, and sometimes they come out, like, real low, and you probably didn't even see it.
Hashtag callback.
Yeah.
I want my bird. But, Nidoking, dude.
Yeah, I just caught him today, actually.
Oh, yes. You know, I went on a hunt today. I went on a quest.
Yeah, a real life quest.
Yeah. A quest. To find Pop Vinyl.
Which one are you looking for?
A few, and I bought a lot.
Did you?
Yeah, but I purchased four.
Okay.
And I pre-ordered a few at GameStop.
Isn't that weird to think that at video game store you're pre-ordering Pop Vinyls? It wouldn't have been like that years ago.
No.
Now it's like a toy store, basically.
Yeah. Well, only for Pop Vinyl. Well, okay, they have other
figures. They got a lot of stuff. There's a Zelda or a Legend of Zelda Link figure.
Yeah.
At the one by Walmart.
Yep.
That's on clearance that I want.
You should get it. Neat. Is it the Wind Waker one?
Yeah, the one with the three different faces.
Okay, that was $80.
Oh, it's not now.
It's not now, but it was.
It was like 20-something now.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Then I'm buying it. Well, I've been wanting that for a while.
I'll get it first. Yeah. There's only one there.
I
won't get it.
So here I bought, there's three Gerard Way's from My Chemical Romance.
Mm-hmm.
I found two of them today because the other one's a Hot Topic exclusive.
Okay.
And I won't go to the mall unless I have to go to the mall.
Yeah.
So.
That's one thing I really don't do anymore is go to a mall.
Yeah. No, I hate the mall, dude.
Yeah.
I fucking hate the mall.
Especially
once,
on
once
the
you
weekends.
Turn 17, don't go to the mall anymore.
Yeah.
Unless like you're a mom.
When you have to stroll over to Old Navy, go for it.
Yeah. Or just go to the Old Navy that's not in the mall.
Still in a strip mall area. Type of thing, though.
What was it? I want to go to a mom strip mall.
Yeah, you could.
Wow, bow, wow. Okay. I also found Giant Man. It's Ant-Man, but when he grows big.
Yeah.
And
is it bigger than a normal Pop Vinyl?
Yeah. It's like the bigger, the 6-inch box or whatever.
Okay, yeah.
So we had to have that.
That's a cool thing about pop vinyl, though. They kind of go out of the ratios and like do weird things. Like,
yeah,
it's not always just a figure. Like when they did the Cars toys from Pixar.
Yeah,
Cars. Like they made the Cars. You
did
know?
You get any of those?
No,
I hate them.
Yeah,
I hate the car. I hate the movie Cars though.
I don't mind the first one.
Are there three of them now?
No, there's two.
Two. There's going to be a third.
Yeah, there is. The second one's bad.
It's really?
It's not good.
I would never.
I own it because I thought it was going to be good.
Isn't it Paul Newman's last movie, the first one?
Yeah. I don't know if that's his last. Yeah, actually it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Rest in peace, dude. And the other one I got, remember how I talked about Attack on Titan?
Yes.
I found Aaron Yeager, the main character kid.
Mm-hmm.
I found him at GameStop today.
Are they in like new releases or was that out?
No, that one's a little bit older. It's hard to find. There's Aaron, Mikasa, then Aaron Yeager as the, because he eventually has the ability to turn into a Titan.
Mm-hmm.
So there's two variants of that. Then there's the Colossal Titan, which is a 6-foot, and there's two variants of that. Now the Colossal Titan's up at GameStop, so I'm probably gonna grab that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I like pop vinyl, man.
Do you like variants? Do you buy the variants, or do you just want any? Like, if you had to, just say there was one figure,
okay,
and it had a variant of it, but you could only get one version of it. Do you want the variant version or the original?
I'd choose the one that I liked, I preferred. Like, for
that's how I am, because sometimes the variants are, I don't care for.
Yeah, the garbage.
Yeah.
Like, the Colossal Titan, there's the Colossal Titan, then the variant of it is just black and white.
Yeah. Like, color changes are not, for me, as a variant, I like something where it's like a different mold, or actually something that makes it variant.
Well, that's like, there's an Ant-Man that I'm looking for right now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know I won't find it unless it's on eBay or I trade for it, but it's, when the first movie came out, there's Ant-Man with the helmet on, then Unmasked.
Okay.
I want the Unmasked one.
Mm-hmm.
It's because I'm going to put it on top of Giant Man, so you can be like, oh, there's Giant, it already looks like him.
Yeah.
Then there's that.
How do you feel, though, about, like, the variants that they put in, like, certain things, like, just say, a subscription box service, because I know...
Oh, I
like,
love them.
Yeah, because they have...
Because then I know where to get it.
They have one for pop vinyl, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah, there's Star Wars one, there's a bunch of different ones. The one that just came out, Smuggler's Bounty.
Yeah.
The new one was called Bounty Hunters. And they did a different mold for Boba Fett,
mm-hmm,
and an IG-88.
So, like, I know a lot of people, like, with those ones that are in the subscription boxes, like, yeah, they'll just buy that on eBay or whatever.
Yeah, that's what I did
for
the last
one. And they pay more
for
it than what you buy the box for, though.
Probably. But, I mean, like, because most of the time you get, like, a loot crate,
mm-hmm,
it's fucking garbage.
You're throwing four or five things away.
Yeah, it's just like, I don't need this. But I had to buy the one a few months ago where it came with the Han Solo and the snow gear.
Yeah.
Because there's no way I was not going to have that.
Yeah.
I loved it too much. And I dropped $30 on it. Where like, oh, sure, I could have spent like $20 plus shipping.
But you didn't know back then when it was available what was in it.
Right.
Right?
Right.
But that, like a lot of those, like the Loot Crate ones now, they have like so many variations now.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's because I think a lot of people complain about some of the stuff. Like,
well, and if you go to lootcrate.com,
mm-hmm,
you could actually buy just a pop vinyl now.
Yeah.
You could just wait.
I saw a couple days ago they had a sale. It was like, just buy whatever month's box or a mystery box for $10.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Good stuff. I think
a lot of the stuff like is useless in it, but I think I had a subscription to that like three different times. Like I did a 3-month one once, a 2-month and a one.
I did a 6-month.
Yeah.
When I got all that like inheritance money.
Yeah.
I did a 6-month one just because like I wanted to get it. I think I got one pop vinyl out of all 6 months.
Yeah.
And now they do pop. Like I just missed like three pop vinyl. It's like,
I think now they do a t-shirt in every one now.
Yeah.
But enough about them. They're not sponsoring the show. Yeah. I just wanted to talk about.
Go to lootcrate.com/hangout.
Yeah. I think that would work. I don't think so. But I don't know. Subscription boxes are cool. That was like that fad came along pretty quick.
Yeah, and now every like Nerd Block, this shit, that shit.
Yeah,
Chris Kirkpatrick.
How quick do you think that fad's gonna die?
Within a few years.
Yeah,
for sure. It's just gonna die off, and like, just like the pop vinyl, the bubble might burst.
Mm-hmm.
Because like we talk about it all the time, but you know we like pop vinyl. There's so many fucking exclusives.
Yeah,
and then there's exclusives at stupid places.
Yep.
There's no reason.
The thing about pop
Cole
vinyl,
should have
though,
a pop vinyl.
No, there definitely isn't. But they cover the widest range of things out of any other, you know, out of any other product.
I think that's why I like them so much.
Yeah,
though.
I'm gonna say there's something for everybody.
I could have Luke Skywalker and Gerard Way.
And they all are in like the same, like the universe. Like they look, you know what I mean? Kind of like how Disney Infinity was.
Yeah.
It's from all movies and all stuff, but it has that same style.
I think I'm going to buy all the Star Wars ones.
Yeah.
When they go on sale.
I would wait probably. I mean, you pick them up now, but I'm sure they're going to pretty much be free at some point.
Yeah. They do every so often Funko does a vlog of like the pops that are coming out. There's actually for Captain America for the Civil War, there's a big like a 4-pack where it's the Captain America and Iron Man keychains.
Okay.
And then Hawkeye and Spider-Man from the movie, but Spider-Man has the Captain America shield, he's holding it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get that. But I saw some kid asking about Insane Clown Posse ones, because like even if you just did it like exclusive to Hatchet Gear, which is ICP's or Psychopathic Records store, like they'd sell out immediately.
Yeah.
ICP's done toys before, like figures and shit, so but the thing with that too is because there's so many variants, ICP has so many different variants they can do too. So I don't know why they don't do it. What are you looking up? What's that?
I'm trying to... Well, you can keep talking. I'm just all trying right. to show you something.
Well, I'm just excited about it.
It's something for you. I'll just tell you now. Okay. Anyway. I don't think you'll do it anyway, but...
Okay.
Okay. So it's for kids. Did you ever go to that Lowe's Build and Grow thing? You probably never did. But,
never.
Okay, so...
I've never gone to Lowe's.
They used to do it every other week.
Okay.
But it's a free clinic. You sign up and you go on a Sunday and you build a project and then you can take it home.
Okay.
It's for kids. But last year they did a... Avengers theme, and it's back again.
Oh.
And it's completely free to do it.
Okay.
So you could even just sign up.
But I have to be a child?
No, you could go. When we're there, I think each store gets 50 of them.
Okay.
So like when you're signing up at a Lowe's store, it'll say like 42 available or sure. whatever. And then when it's full, it's full. But I've already gone there and waiting in line, and like a lady will come up and she'll have like 4 signups and she'll just hand the paper and take them and leave.
Oh, okay.
Because people, I guess, sell them. But anyway, they're doing another one this year. It's going on now of the Avengers. So this one, if you went on June 11th, you can go and build your Captain America.
Oh.
But if you go to Lowe's, they have a poster outside that has like all the upcoming clinics.
Yeah.
But when you buy these this year, or you don't buy them, they're free. But all the Avengers will go together and like it's on a base and it just builds a whole circle and they're all standing around it.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. So that's all it is. I thought I could see like all the upcoming ones, but they're not showing a picture of it.
Oh, okay.
But, like, there's just all different random things. It's, like, sometimes it's birdhouses. Like, for Mother's Day, it's usually a little flower box, and then you could put flowers in it. But last summer, they did an Avengers thing, and they're doing it again now.
That's cool.
But it's free. If you sign up, you just go in on Saturday, June 11th, for this one. You go in, you hand them the paper, they hand you the toy. You can build it there, or you leave. Doesn't matter.
That's all. Yeah, I like that. I'm down with that. Yeah, do they have an ICP one?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
No. But last year, the Avengers one, it was like the figure and then a ship or like whatever thing they came with.
Okay.
And they all came with like the stands were all just long runways, but you stand them up sideways and it's just spelled out Avengers like really big.
Oh, okay. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
If this one's like a perfect circle, that's pretty cool too, though. You could put
it
on
Christmas tree.
I'm going
to try to look it up here between rubbing my eyes and typing shit.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait. I'm so excited.
You're never going to sign up or go. But
no, never. Never a million years.
But it's neat.
I'm too busy.
True. Yeah, this was... Yeah, see, that was last year's. Like, that's what it looked like. Like,
okay.
That's the ship and then the platform. And then you put them all together. I don't think anyone has it together here. Yeah, whatever. But it was pretty cool.
Do you have them all from last year?
Yeah.
You have all the Avengers ones?
Yep. And also, what's cool about them, though, when you do a project...
Yeah.
They give you a patch. It's like a Boy Scout patch.
Okay.
But the ones that, with the Avengers, it was like a slice of a pizza. And like when you did the Captain America one, it had Captain America's face on it.
Okay.
But when you put them all together, it was a huge patch. Like
that's pretty
big
awesome.
Big circle patch.
So when you go this year, you're going to get them from me?
No, I'm not going. I didn't sign up for them this year. Because I've been working some Saturdays, and it's all only on Saturdays.
All right.
But they've done so many. See, like that's... Like we're looking at the jet here.
Okay.
So that's the patch piece that you get. And then when you put them all together, that's the whole back, the whole patch.
Too bad it says build and grow on every single one of them.
On the patch?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's free. Whatever.
Yeah, no, true. I'm with you, Dare. How do you feel about enamel pins?
I enjoy enamel pins. I don't have a big collection of them, but...
I just got two.
See, that's all of them together.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
What do you have?
I just got the Sailor Moon ones. You see?
No.
Oh, you didn't see them?
Hmm.
Oh,
man. I thought you had enamel pins. I thought you had collected pins.
Yeah. But I just got these two.
Oh, you mean you just purchased? Yeah. I thought you meant you only have two in your collection.
Check those out.
Oh, those are cool.
Yeah. What I showed him was it's Artemis and Luna from Sailor Moons. If you go to www.sugarbones.net, sponsored.
Yeah.
No. But yeah, this chick, she does a lot of cool, like, Sailor Moon stuff.
A lot of the artists and stuff that I follow, they always make enamel pins.
Yeah.
That's got to be, I guess if you come up with a successful design, you do one, you front the money for it, and then when you sell them, you're going to definitely make enough money back to do another one, and it could just feed itself, you know?
Yeah.
I always thought that would be cool.
I mean, a lot of bands and stuff do them too, so I guess, like right now they're rocking.
Yeah, I looked them up a little bit, to be honest with you, when I was looking to do, like, if you do them in quantities of, like, 100 or, like, 50 or something like that, ends up coming out to be, like, $3 or $4 a pin.
Okay.
To make them.
Yeah.
So
you sell them for 10.
Yeah, but if you're doing, like, 100, you got to come up front, like, $300 or $400, depending on what it is. I don't remember.
That's still not bad.
It's worth it if you can sell them all, because you'll make it back. I did that with those path tags, like those little circle path tags I use for geocaching.
Uh-huh.
I did two different designs, and usually you get them and trade them.
Like the coin things?
Yeah.
Oh, I have one of those.
Yeah. Which one do you have? The Jack Skellington one I made?
Nope. Oh, yes.
Okay, yeah. Wait. I made that one, and then I made a Sunny Eclipse from Disney World. I made that one.
Is the Jack Skellington the Christmas one?
Yeah.
Okay, no, I don't have that.
Okay, yeah.
I wanted it. What I have is that, like, it's like a coin thing.
Oh, a geo coin?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, the path tags are smaller. They're like the size of a...
Yeah, they're tiny.
Maybe a nickel. I don't know. But I have a Jack Skellington one and a Sunny Eclipse one.
Who's Sunny Eclipse?
From Disney World. If you go to Cosmic Rays Cafe, He's just that animatronic alien guy up front playing the keyboard.
Nope.
I have a pop or a Vinylmation of him up there. I'll show them to you later.
Yeah, you're a collector.
I have two vinyls of them, actually.
You're a collector. Sunny Eclipse's name is?
Yep.
All right.
He's a lounge singer.
Like Max Rebo?
Yeah, kind of.
I like Max Rebo. The next Smuggler's Bounty is Jabba's Palace.
What are those worth it, you think?
Yeah, I think so.
Price-wise?
What, they're like $25?
Oh, they're only $25. I was thinking they were more.
If they're more, then I don't know. But if they're 25, yeah.
That's not bad.
You know what we can do?
You could just look it up.
Googler.
My friend Dave was just telling me about... he's a binger. He uses Bing.
Oh, really?
But he was also telling me the reason he uses Bing is because you earn points and you can cash them in for gift cards if you use a Bing website.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't know that. You just sign in with, like, what is Bing? Google? Not a Bing. Google.
Yeah, it's only $25, bro.
That's not bad. Who owns Bing? Microsoft.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, you sign in with a Microsoft account. I guess it would be a Hotmail email address or something
Well, now it's just a Microsoft account.
Or MSN.
Because that's what you need to sign into, like, Xbox. Oh, that's Xbox, right, yeah. One and stuff.
So you sign in, and then anything you search, you earn points for it. Or if you click on a link, you earn a point, and then you could cash in the points and get gift cards for stuff. That's what he was saying. I never used it, though.
Yeah, but I don't want to earn points for searching for porn.
Well, sure, you could search for anything. I guess go, like, everything you click on. You earn a certain amount every day.
All right.
Who knows? He's a binger. I'm not.
Yeah, I don't bing. You know what binging's for?
Bongers.
Point earners.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you have anything written down? I don't know if you said you had anything written down. I had some stuff I was going to talk about, and I was going to write it down at work today, and I completely forgot.
Really?
Yeah. It's one of those days.
Oh, okay. I wrote down how my fingers fell asleep the first time I drove.
That's weird.
Yeah. Well, not the first
time. We hold them up too high and tight on the steering wheel.
Just like when I remember my mom was like, "You're driving." And I was like, "What the fuck?" And just like this.
You're white knuckling.
And I drove from my house in Whitehaven to the bowl arena.
Yeah.
And I got there just like, I can't feel my fingers.
That's funny.
I was like, "You're holding on too tight." Now, I mean, I drive like, no less than like 90 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I'm just twittering away the whole time. Or just like whatever. Always.
What about when you hit somebody?
Oh, I hit a bird.
Well, that's true.
I want my better.
Oh, so you were tweeting and you tweeted.
Yeah, tweet. Tweetle-dee.
One of the podcasts I listen to, I won't bring it up because I don't want to, whatever, but they always do a voicemail segment. Uh-huh. And one of the guys that calls in says he's from Mountaintop, Pennsylvania.
What's his name?
I don't know. use like alias names on that show.
What show is it?
I'll tell you later.
DV?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It is. You got me.
Did I talk about Mount Ararat?
Mount Airy Lodge?
Mount Ararat.
No.
I had a conversation with a dude at work. Great dude. Love him to death. He works his ass off.
Mm-hmm.
But he's extremely religious. Like immensely religious.
Yeah.
And I'm super not.
Yeah.
But like we have very respectful and like logical conversations. Example, we were talking about, he doesn't believe in, he doesn't about in gays,
mm-hmm.
but that's his personal.
He doesn't
believe
in them?
Well, not in them.
Or their lifestyle.
Yeah. I mean, that.
Okay.
But
I don't get people like that, but.
But he believes as an American, everyone has the right to do what they want.
Okay.
So he'll never stop anyone from doing that.
Yeah.
But it's just not, he doesn't, it's not, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He doesn't believe it's right, but he would never.
It goes against his beliefs, but he doesn't
sure.
fault people for it, I guess.
And I think during that conversation we were talking, somehow it came down to like science and how science is always trying to prove religion wrong,
mm-hmm.
but they prove it right. And now, apparently on Mount Ararat, scientists were, because that's where the Ark, Noah's Ark, is supposed to be.
Okay.
And they're like, yeah, he told me they found it. And the best part, I mean, I can be like an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
I immediately just pulled out my phone and just Googled Mount Ararat, and I found the Ark anomaly, where people have thought they found the Ark there,
yeah.
but no, never. And I explained to him like, yeah, that's apparently not a thing. And I looked up a bunch of different articles and stuff like that, and he was like, he did go, oh my, like my mistake or whatever. But I just like I hate religion.
Yeah, people could Google,
I hate organized religion.
People could Google anything and get information, but they choose not to. You know.
Yeah.
I think we were talking about that once before. Like people just hear stuff and then they just spout it back out. Like they don't do any research before they do that.
Yep,
you know?
Nothing. That's a huge thing too with information, especially on Facebook and stuff. People read a headline,
mm-hmm.
don't read the article,
yeah.
and they spew hate about the headline.
Yeah.
Where the headline could just be ironic. You know what I mean?
Yep. I mean, this isn't anything like hatred, but
no.
kind of along the same lines that you were saying. Like my wife told me the other day, she goes, "Oh, my mom, she knows I like Dr. Pepper." She said, "Oh, my mom told me that, Coke just bought Dr. Pepper and they're going to be stopping production of it." I'm like, they're not.
Never.
Said, they're not doing that.
Never.
And she goes, "No, she sighs. Where'd she see it? Probably on Facebook." All right. Snopes.com. Go to Snopes.com.
Immediately
pops up. It's a hoax. I'm like, I know it's a hoax. I know it is. Why don't people just look it up? Just look it up, you know?
Gets frustrating, doesn't it?
Yeah. So, I mean, that's nothing like hatred-wise, but just like, nope, I saw it online. Okay, you could see anything online. Doesn't mean it's true. That happens. That happens a lot, though.
I use that kind of term with. It was another the coworker I talked about in the very first episode,
mm-hmm.
where me and him had the argument about Bernie Sanders stuff.
Okay,
he's a good dude, but he's a fucking idiot. And it was during. It was. I don't. I forget the context of it, but it came down. It came down to me angrily being like, "John, you're gay," and he looked at me and I was like, well, I said it, so it has to be true.
Yeah.
It's there now. It's out in the world. I'll put it on Facebook. That means it's true, right?
Yep.
And he got, like, real flustered about it. So, like, sometimes I get heated.
Yeah.
I get real heated.
But, I mean, it's the same thing. Like, just because they saw whatever, they're saying it back. So you could say whatever, and then they have to believe it.
It was about this whole bathroom shit.
Oh, yeah.
And check this fucking out. Just this past week in Oklahoma, not even this past week. I think it was today or yesterday or something like that. If you perform an abortion, it's a felony. It's a murder.
Hmm.
Isn't that fucking insane?
That is.
Now, I don't know where you stand on that. You know, personally, I do believe we probably have the same political stance on it.
Yeah.
But holy fuck.
Yeah, that's, I don't know. That everything now is like, well, that, the whole bathroom thing.
Yeah, that's just insane.
Yeah. Like, I don't know.
I saw the perfect meme to, no, I call them memes, but, you know, it's just easily shared things. To sum up the bathroom thing. And I will show you if I can find...
I bet you I know what it is.
Do you?
The split picture, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where the fuck is that? Here we go. This one?
Oh, no, I didn't see that one.
Oh, it says, meet Serena and Buck. Serena was born male, Buck was born female. In states with laws like North Carolina, Serena would be forced to use the men's room, Buck would be obligated to use the ladies' room. Now do you see why these laws are stupid? And as you can tell in the picture, Serena is a very beautiful woman.
Mm-hmm.
Buck is, like, Buck came to fuck. Like, yeah, Buck's a dude.
He's a goateed gentleman there.
Covered in tattooed hairy arm, like...
Yeah, let me get a look at that.
More man than me.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
I mean, if you saw Buck in the female's bathroom, you'd freak out.
Fuck yeah.
You'd be in there yelling. And if you saw Serena in the men's room, you'd stay in there.
You'd start cranking.
Yeah.
Wanking and cranking.
Yep.
No, I'm not going to degrade a woman like that. But, that I mean, like, in the picture, she's, like, in a bikini and stuff like that. Like, she's a very, she's like, a typical...
attractive
beautiful woman.
Yeah.
And, like, he's a typical, like, tattooed buff dude. He
looks like a biker dude.
And it's just like... like, fuck off.
Yeah, but the same people that are complaining about this and, like, making a big stink out of it, like you said, if, just say there was a lady in the female's bathroom and Buck came walking in, she'd be grabbing her purse and her kids and running out of there, you know what I mean? Exactly.
That's Buck.
Yeah.
That's fucking insane, dude.
It's crazy.
Oh, man. But, I mean, it's the world we live in, and it's just kind of like how we talked about last time about, like the hate in the world and, like, if we actually think we can self-sustain and stuff.
Yeah.
Once we finally get, like, this shit is just like the segregation back in the 60s and 50s and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to, in, you know, however many years from now, they're going to look back on it and be like, wow, like, you fucking people were stupid, we racist were idiots.
Yep. Do you have any music you want to be popping in now?
Do you know, can we try?
Yeah, we can try.
Sure.
I think I have you unmuted over there.
Yeah.
Let me actually just swing around to my floor location while you're setting that up there.
All right, Broby. Can you hand me my cord? I think it's right there. Yeah, you're a good dude. Oh, man. The moon's crazy over there. What do you want to, what kind of music are you in the mood for?
Whatever
soft,
you got.
Soft, hard, heavy, light?
Keep it fluffy.
Fluffy.
Figure that out.
Let's see. Yeah, I think I got something. I think I got something for you. For that ass.
You're going to start with an ad again?
Yeah, there's an ad.
There always is.
Yeah, so keep it down.
Oh, boy.
I think it's the same one. It's the same stupid ad from last time.
The one that didn't make any sense, but this time it actually could hear it.
Yeah.
So anyway, we'll talk over the ad.
Yeah, fuck the ad.
Are you, your mouth watering over there for a tight bite?
Yeah, I'm thrilled.
Well, that's coming up. You know what's not coming up? Kathy. Bailed on her.
That's fluffy as furf.
That was.
That, let's see who it was. Is the song's called Last Words, I guess?
That's a fluffy title.
Yeah, I don't know. It's from the Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist. So, there's that. Now, let me ask you this question.
Sure.
Since you so rudely canceled it.
Okay.
What are we doing in place of Act now?
I don't know. That's for you to come up with.
All right. Well, we won't come up anymore. We won't come up. We won't, what?
I know what you meant.
Yeah. I don't know. I think we got some. We got.
I mean, you gotta tell me.
Ooh,
since
I think we should play, we should play a game.
Okay.
I mean, I don't really have like a good idea for one.
Oh, okay. Work on something.
Yeah.
For next episode.
Yeah.
What I was gonna ask you in place of Kathy Comic this week,
uh-huh.
In case of Ack, in place of Ack, what was it about this Kathy Comic that you tried to bid on eBay that made you go for it? What was it? What were you going for here?
I just like having things.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I like doing stuff for the podcast. The podcast is something I enjoy. So I was like, yeah, let's go for it.
Now, what does a Kathy comic look like? Was it a book?
Yeah.
Was it like comic book size?
Did you buy one?
No. That's why.
Oh, okay.
No.
Because like you're getting in like a position where it's like, yeah.
No, this is my buddy. Floor position here.
Okay.
No,
yeah. It just looked like a Calvin and Hobbes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it was just like a cartoon book. Like, yeah. I was thinking like comic book when you had said it. I was like, what the hell?
Oh, no, not comic. Yeah, it's like, well, like, you know.
I know what you mean. Like, okay. A Far Side, your Calvin and Hobbes, your Garfields.
Sure. But yeah, I didn't want to, I'm not going over like $5 or anything. Like
yeah, that. That's a bit rough.
If I ever find any over the summer, like a yard sale or book probably sale just or whatever.
Check trash bins. I'm sure there are tons of them in there.
They're already rotted in those things.
So you have a tight bit.
Tight bit. Hold on.
Norm's reaching around for his tight right.
All right.
God.
So this is I like the first 2 weeks we did a lot of pickle stuff. We're still doing pickle stuff.
Yeah.
So this is kind of a continuation of last week.
Okay.
Now last time I mentioned a different kind besides the root beer Mike and Ike.
Oh, yes.
Do you remember what kind I mentioned?
It was either cotton candy. No, I mentioned the cotton candy.
Yeah.
You mentioned a cherry.
That was the Warcraft one.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And I also mentioned the American flavor.
Okay.
With the like blueberry, vanilla cream,
yes.
Cherry, whatever.
Yeah.
So I got the Minion one.
Ooh.
Mike and Ike Minion mix.
Is it banana?
Banana and blueberry.
Whoa, that's pretty cool.
I figured we could try banana, try blueberry, mix them up.
I would definitely go with a mix, but...
I want to try them. You know?
Yeah, separate and then together. Do you think,
separate but equal.
Do you think that the banana is going to have that very artificial banana taste?
Well, it's gluten-free and fat-free.
Okay.
Now, here's the thing about buying this. I fucking hate the Minions.
Yeah.
Like, I went to Universal Studios last summer.
Yeah.
And they had, like, a Minion parade.
Uh-huh.
And a girl came up, like, dancing to me.
Yeah.
And I literally said, get away from me.
Have you seen the movies?
Look what I just did.
You popped the side. I knew you were a thumb popper. Have you seen the movies?
I did see the movies.
Enjoyable or no?
No.
No.
Very boring.
I didn't mind them. Well, I have kids, though. They love them.
Yeah. I mean, I do. I like animated shit. You saw Zootopia.
Yeah.
I didn't see that. There we go. Again. Okay.
Now, I'm going to have to do my Yahtzee method when I get there.
Sure. Well, I'm going to do blueberry first.
Okay. I'll do blueberry first. How many are you going for? Two?
Just one.
Just one?
Yeah.
Okay, one.
Solid.
Mm-hmm.
Delicious. Very juicy.
That has very blueberry taste, like from like blueberry cereal.
Okay. Oh, wow. That's very juicy. Very yeah. good.
Did you go for another one?
No, it fell.
That's good. So far, I would buy blueberry separate. Mm-hmm. The banana one, I'm a little leery on here.
Yeah, I could
say banana
that.
Candies could go either way, you know?
All right, you ready?
Yep, going for a banana. That's banana. That's very scratch and sniff artificial scented banana.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you this. Now, the blueberry pleased the palate.
Yeah.
Now, does this taste like a fart?
The banana?
Yeah.
No, it tastes like a scratch and sniff banana sticker.
Oh, this tastes like a fart.
That's weird.
Have you tasted many farts?
Not really.
I'm a big fart eater.
Yeah. I'm going to shotgun the rest of these together. Mix.
I'm going to...
I got about... eight in my hand here.
I got a
Yahtzee them.
I got two blueberry and two bananas.
I Yahtzee them. All ready? Right, ready. We're gonna pop them in.
Uno, dos, tres.
It definitely changes the flavor. Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Not one flavor stands out when you mix them. They blend together nicely.
Yeah. No more fart.
Mm-mm. Still a lot of juice, though.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of a Mike and Ike.
These are a juicy Mike and Ike. It's a good flavor mix, but it doesn't... It's its own separate flavor.
Yeah. Blue Nana.
I like them.
Are you a big fan of blue waffles?
Blueberry waffles?
No, just blue waffles.
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
I like blueberry waffles, though. These are good. I would buy these.
Yeah.
I'd say they're a tight bite.
Yeah, I'm in total agreement.
Separate, they're good. Together, they're good.
Now, would you choose one over the other?
The blueberry over the banana.
For sure. Mm-hmm. I got four blueberry right here.
Yeah, they're good. So we didn't hear it from anybody last week if anyone's been trying the tight bites, but then again, we haven't released the episodes.
True. Ooh.
It's weird, though, that they picked... I mean, they just picked blueberry because of the color of a Minion blue pants. Bananas. Minions are obsessed with bananas.
Are they really?
If you've seen the movies, yeah. Oh. So that makes sense, but... The blueberry-banana combo, it's weird. It is good, though.
I don't know. I like the blueberry a lot.
I really long for the day where my allergies clear up. So sorry for all the sniffling.
Hold on. Oh, that's why it wasn't working before.
What, the audio cable?
Oh, do you have it muted right now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so everything I'm doing isn't working?
Yeah.
Kill me.
Ugh. Should be good now.
Banana.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
La, 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 la.
Oh, that's totally not the right tune. The funny thing is, like, I just opened up the iPad and that was just playing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, you minions.
Did you have a good time? Oh, did you have a good time with time? Was this, wait, how long was this one?
It was same as last week.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay.
Yippee.
That has a dirty ending.
Yeah.
That was cute. The minions say some fun stuff. I like them.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, Despicable Me was very
boring. They really put them out there in your face, though. That was the problem with it, you know? They really threw them out there.
Yeah. They over-marketed.
Yeah. You could still go to any store now, and there's still tons of Minion shit everywhere.
Yeah.
They have a whole, 8-foot section at Walmart.
They're buying them, dude.
Yeah.
They're selling, so.
Same thing with Toys R Us. It's huge. You know,
I never really look at the kids' shit. Yeah. I go, I beeline it for the pops,
mm-hmm.
and then I'm out.
Yeah. Well, if you want to get in touch with us, you know what to do.
Sure.
You go to Instagram, Twitter, follow us at Hangout Session. You can email the show, hangoutsessionpodcast@gmail.com. Hangoutsession.com is the place to go.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go to iTunes, leave us a rating and a review.
Subscribe.
Definitely subscribe to us on there.
Don't forget.
Tell your friends. And
Google Play.
Yeah, we're all wherever you get your podcasts,
sure.
We're there. If you go to hangoutsession.com, you'll see a link on the right where it says subscribe, and it'll just bring up the RSS feed. You can subscribe whatever you do, wherever you listen to podcasts, get us that way.
Yeah.
So, had a good week?
Yeah.
Me too.
Thanks. So,
thanks for hanging out with me. Did I say that? I don't know if I said that last week, but thanks for hanging out with me.
Yeah, I think you did.
I did. And listen, thanks for hanging out with us. My name's Charlie.
I'm Norman.
And we will catch you next week.
All right.